This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight Now, we bring you a discussion on Election Commission's facilitation to persons with disabilities and 85 plus senior citizens for voter turnout. The participants are K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, is doing its very best to involve each and everyone for voting purposes. Absolute all-inclusive approach, one may say. And this includes certainly the differently abled and also the 85-plus voters to vote for the 18th Lok Sabha elections. Indeed, we are the world's largest democracy and our elections only reinforce that. For this and more, we are now joined by senior journalist Mr. K.V. Prasad. Welcome, Mr. Prasad, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you very much, Lalima ji.
Mr. Prasad, talking about the Election Commission of India, or ECI as we address it, why is it so keen to involve the differently abled, and what is the criteria for the differently abled? Very often we see at the booth that differently abled are being carried by somebody in the family or friends to the booth, and now the Election Commission is trying its very best for people to their homes to take their votes. How would you describe that?
Well, I think it's a primary responsibility of every society to ensure that people with disabilities, or who are differently abled, as we also call them, are given that kind of respect and dignity they deserve as individuals and human beings. And in that context, we also have the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act 2016, of which among if an elector or a voter has one of the 21 specific issues, disabilities that have been mentioned in the Act, can take as the physically persons with disabilities enrolled as a voter of that category, which includes visual impairment and hearing disability and others as qualified. So I think this is essentially, as I said, a society that wants everybody to be free participation, and election is the biggest festival of democracy, as we call, and every person has the right to vote, and as every person has the same vote and the same value. So I think it's very necessary for society and the Election Commission. That's why it ensures that no person, no voter is left behind. Lalima ji.
That's true. How many types of disabilities have been taken into account? Number one, I believe it's 21. And secondly, what is the percentage of disability that is noticed by the election officers?
So the Act, as I said, is very clear. So there is no ambiguity, because you have an Act which is passed by Parliament. So based on that, when you enroll yourself, there is a column which gives you the Form 6, where which if you tick the appropriate boxes and provide the necessary proof of your physical or whatever disability you are afflicted with, you get enrolled as a voter with that special needs. So obviously, and in addition, you also have the Saksham ECI, you know, app, which has been developed on both Android and the iOS platforms, which allowed persons with disabilities to register either, as I said, in the Form 6 or through online, and also submitting the voter form to the service center or through the app. So all these gives you a facility to vote. As I said, once you go, if you are in a position to travel yourself, take yourself, a person with physical disabilities is able to travel to the polling booth, there are special facilities that will be given to them. If not, people having more than 40%, as has been declared, then can choose the facility where the poll officers will come home and make sure you vote for the candidate of your choice.
So whether it is a differently abled person or an 85-plus voter, they can BLO, the booth-level officer, coming to their place of residence and taking their vote? How is it?
So a physical vote will be cast if you choose to opt for voting from the comfort of your home. So the person would come home and collect your vote. If not, if you're in a position to travel to the polling station, people who are above a certain age or limit, they get extra facilities. And people with disabilities have separate queues. There are no queues for them, in fact. And one of the things is there are separate queues for people with them. There are braille features on EVM. There are wheelchairs and ramps. So the whole idea is to ensure that people who come and take the trouble of able to reach and be part of the festival at the polling station are given a special facility. In addition, one of the things also they can avail of is a free transport facility to be picked up and dropped from wherever they are to the polling booth and back. That's also provision for.
All right. So that means they are prioritized once they reach the polling booth. You said the Act was passed in 2016. The Election Commission of India has a presence in the social media like Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, WhatsApp, etc. Do you think they're doing enough to reach the masses and tell them that this is the process that we have, that how we can involve the differently abled and the 85-plus voters?
To ensure that it's a constant innovation and the exercise of communication to ensure maximum reach of whatever messaging that is to be delivered. And social media is a ubiquitous platform platform almost, and anybody is access to a smartphone or gadgets like that are able to use it. And we are all aware of the kind of explosion the social media has taken place in the world. And I think Election Commission is making good use of it. The whole idea is to encourage people, because when they say something, they're heard, and in a carry a message to encourage voters and also tell them what kind of facilities are available for people who have, as I said, as you mentioned also in the beginning of the program, who have a disability or are above 85 years of age. So they are also informed by this. I think that's one way of reaching out, because social media has a certain reach, but the traditional forms also continue side by side. That's the way it goes.
Well, you talked about the traditional ways. Certainly, the national public broadcaster Akashvani and Doordarshan News have also been heavily engaged by the Election Commission of India to spread the message of importance of voting, whoever, wherever he or she may be. And this, the fact that we are doing this program is also a proof of that effort. So what is the role of a booth-level officer? There are certainly, when an election takes place, there's an entire gamut of staff, which is, or let's say, people who are involved in the success of the voting process. There is a BLO, booth-level officer, there is ground staff, administrative personnel, central forces, security personnel, and all work with a lot of dedication and play a vital role in ensuring that the electoral process is successful and reaches everybody, all and everyone. So what is the role of these people, especially the BLO?
Well, I think each has a very designated role. The block level officers begin quite early. If you open up the Election Commission website and you want to enroll as a new voter, or you have a vote, you don't know where to look for, the Election Commission has put it. The moment you click on it, it gives you the entire details of who the BLO is and who are the other officers who are supporting them. The idea is they are representing the Election Commission. They could be of anything. They are the points persons at the booth on behalf of the Election Commission, but they'll be different from the electoral officers who are conducting the polls. But these are the important connect, because BLOs is a constant work whenever there's upgradation of the electoral list. As you know, normally every January they used to carry, now I think they've changed 4 times a year. Of upgradation of the list. So BLO plays that important role. Even the existing voter, if he or she has a problem, you have to reach out to the BLO and say, my name is there, but my spelling is incorrect, or I don't have an EPIC card, something like that. Basic problems, you can reach. BLO becomes your connect.
Often we see pictures of very old people, like 90-year-old, and they are being carried by their near and dear ones to the polling booth. This, you think, could be a game changer, because now in the comfort of their own homes, they can vote for the party or the candidate they prefer?
Absolutely, there are two things. One, it's possible many a time there are elderly people at home, but they have to depend on somebody, as you said, to carry them to the polling station. Now, at times it's possible, at times they might feel indignant or things like that. They don't want to ask because they don't want to trouble their own family or disturb their arrangements. So in such case, 85 and above, now the Election Commission offers to send a person to your doorstep and collect your vote. So it takes away a whole lot of load, not just on the voter's mind, but also the family at times, because it's quite possible that they are not in a position to take or require more than one person to take you to the polling booth. So this is certainly going to be a very encouraging sign. And as I said, also a sign that the society cares for people as they age. In an aging society, comfort of the senior citizens, especially the super senior citizens in this category, should be looked after. It's a sign of that. I look at it that way, Lalimaji.
Indeed. So you mean that we must register, only then the staff will come or somebody will come to take the...
You're right. You have to register. You have to inform your polling officer in advance. The polling booth will then activate the necessary requirements to ensure, because who would know what's the problem with, I mean, all of us are voters, right? Yeah. But unless we have specific issues, we have to reach out and say, listen, this is an issue, I cannot. So that's why I said, if you're in Form 6, if you're a first-time voter, when you're filling the form, it has the necessary columns where you can tick if you're filling it online. If you're filling it offline, you obviously have to give it to the BLO, who would then make note of it. Otherwise, as I said, the Saksham app is the third option which has been activated. You register on that in due process, and then the other facilities and formalities will kick in. That's the way it goes.
Is it possible for the voter, whether it is a differently abled voter or an 85-plus senior citizen, that his or her privacy as to whom he or she has voted is ensured?
Yes, I think that is non-negotiable. The privacy of vote is, you cannot vitiate the poll process by, you know, getting to know who somebody voted for. That is inherent, because you and I also go to the election booth to cast our vote earlier when you used to have the ballots, and today when you punch the button on the EVM, it's only for that person to know who he or she or the third gender has exercised the franchise. Nobody else gets to know about it. So that same quantum of privacy is ensured at that level too.
Mr. Prasad, when we talk about voting, we know that very often, even if we don't talk about these people with special needs, whether it's disability or it's the age factor, you see that sometimes the citizens say, okay, they consider the day of voting as their holiday and they prefer the comfort of their homes or they just go out on a holiday. What is the Election Commission doing to motivate a normal citizen, especially those who are differently abled or with some problem or they are senior citizens? How would the Election Commission inspire them and continue to motivate them that please come out and vote or we'll help you with that, we'll come to your place?
Well, I think voter apathy is something which has always engaged the attention of the Election Commission. In fact, the entire program, which is called SWEEP, Systematic Voter Participation, this program which has been launched almost 2 decades ago, is an effort to ensure that every voter's apathy is checked. And one of the issues is something which you just mentioned. One of the target objectives is to make sure that people who want to take it a day off, want to go out for a holiday, club it if it's on the weekend, you know, have a longish long weekend and travel away. So it will encourage them to come to the election, take part in the festival of democracy, A. And also, I think increasingly Election Commission is making the services of icons of different fields to who actually are going to encourage and give that, what if one may say, the pep talk to come and say, hey, come on, it's your vote. Come to the booth and vote. Why? So give a good message so that encourages. So there's a series of steps that have been taken and been taken regularly. And I think the youth icons keep changing because with times, new people come in. So you get the new icon in and carry on with the job.
And we also see that the ads and the means that the Election Commission of India is now using to motivate voters from any category, it's also becoming very interesting. There are anecdotes, there are cartoons, as you said, there are icons. What are the other challenges that the ECI has to face in terms of the multi-diversity? You know, we are so diverse culturally and linguistically. Is that a challenge for the ECI to reach each and every citizen of the country and say, hey, come out and vote, no matter what your disability, no matter what your age? And how do they overcome it?
Well, Lalmani, I think you and I are in the process of communication. So we know communication has to be done in a particular form and fashion so as to ensure its maximum reach. Language cannot be a barrier or cannot be given as an option as a barrier. So you always have to come up with innovative ideas to ensure. So that's why it's not just a language, but sometimes probably even in dialects people get across. And as I mentioned in the program, there is this traditional messaging which is always going on. So it's not just the idea of using the modern technology and the old technology is to ensure that anybody who has access on these platforms, yes, if they don't have, they can still be reached. So they can't be left out. So I think the whole gamut is taken care of. And that efficacy and efficaciousness of these moves can only be seen when the voter turnout comes, when the voters actually turn up at the polling booth. And we get those figures ever so often, year after year, that the voting percentage is by and large going up. Of course, the urban voter apathy is something that the Election Commission is quite serious about or concerned about, I would say, and has been talking about it. And that's, as I said, is part of the SWEEP target area to make sure that the urban apathy is reduced, if not totally eliminated.
Yes, and the positive sign is that over the last few years, we have seen increasing participation from the public as far as voting is concerned. And also we see a lot of women now coming forward to vote. Very actively, they're participating in the electoral process, which is a very heartening attitude and a heartening thing to happen to our country. Thank you, Mr. Prasad, for updating us with all these details and enlightening us on how a person with disability or a person who is 85 plus year old can be accessed and how he can access his voting right. Thank you very much, Mr. Prasad.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Election Commission's facilitation to persons with disabilities and 85 plus senior citizens for voter turnout. The participants were K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.